Texas is reporting its highest single-day coronavirus death toll, 322 people. A lot of the suffering is concentrated in Houston. Surrounding Harris County is one of the worst affected counties in the nation. The people who manage the consequences include Dr. Joseph Ferron, chief of critical care at Houston's United Memorial Medical Center.
Well, you know, for the last 133 days, I've been working on my COVID unit. So I wake up at, you know, at the crack of dawn, go to the hospital, start rounds, and that can take me anywhere between, you know, 6 and 12 hours. Then I go to see new admissions, and then eventually I get to come home. I try to go to sleep, but people call me nonstop. I've been sleeping no more than 2 hours per night.
Oh, my goodness. As chief of critical care, are you managing other doctors and nurses as well as seeing patients directly yourself?
Well, I mean, I manage the entire system. I'm the chief of staff as well, so I manage a lot of people. However, in the COVID unit, you know, doctors don't want to go to the COVID unit. Interestingly enough, I have, you know, over 300 doctors in the staff at our hospital, and only 3 or 4 of us go into the COVID unit, and I am there most of the time. People are afraid of going into COVID units, and I cannot force them to go in. That's one thing that I cannot do because there is an intrinsic risk of working in a COVID unit.
Well, that brings to mind what many people have said, that the shortage here is not necessarily of hospital beds. It's of people to man them, to staff them. Is your unit ever on the verge of being overwhelmed?
Every day. I mean, it's been crazy. The last few weeks have been way overwhelmed. What I mean by that is that I may have the beds, but I don't have the staff. You know, my nurses are exhausted. They're tired. These are individuals that normally, let's say, work 3 times per week, and they have been stretching themselves to work 6, 7 times a week. I mean, they are both physically and emotionally drained. Because if you look at the last 3 weeks, where we had our highest mortality rates, I mean, it's scary, and it drains you emotionally.
Doctor, I'm troubled to hear you say that in the last 3 weeks you've had your highest mortality rates, because nationwide we've been told that mortality rates have been going down, that more people may be getting infected or sick, but they don't die as often. Is that not the case in your hospital?
Well, I will tell you that, you know, I don't know what happens in the rest of the country. I can tell you what happens in my hospital. And in my hospital, last week was the deadliest week I've ever had in my life. I signed more death certificates last week than in my entire life, almost all put together. Now, having said that, I still have the best record for success of treatment of patients with COVID in the country. I have a success rate in excess of 95%. So we're doing pretty good. You need to see some of the other hospitals that I have been talking to. I mean, I have some of my friends in South Texas. I mean, they basically have refrigerator trucks outside their hospitals so they can put the bodies of people in there because their morgues are not capable of handling more patients.
If the governor were to call you up and say he'd really like to reopen schools, but he wants to know if your hospital can handle it locally, the extra cases, what would you tell him?
Absolutely not. There is no way that our hospitals could handle it. Not only my hospital, no hospital could handle it because it can be a really large surge. Just to give you an idea, one individual can infect up to 52 persons per hour. Imagine a kid, how many people can a kid infect? You can get yourself into a serious situation.
Just earlier this week, Doctor, on NPR, we were reporting on a large number of health experts who are essentially arguing that the entire strategy, national strategy against COVID up to now has been a failure and that it's time for a do-over. Let's go back to where we were in March, shut everything down, start all over again. Is it that bad?
I mean, you cannot shut down a city, a state, a country without an educational component. You know, when we close the city in April, the city is closed, and then everybody gets cabin fever. And the day that we open the city, everybody goes out. People go to the beach, people go to bars. They don't care. I mean, they fill it up. If you were going to close the city, you would have to have an educational component that would have to be enforced. Enforced means If I'm telling you to wear a mask, you are going to wear a mask. Because when you wear a mask, you are not doing it to protect yourself. You are doing it to protect the other person. To be honest with you, as Americans, we can do much better than what we're doing at the present time.
Dr. Joseph Ferron in Houston, thank you so much.
My pleasure.